Three, two, one.
It's the After Show.
This morning on the After Show, we're going to talk about your eating habits. Okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
Things like, I'll give you an example. About 20% of people do not alternate food while eating. In other words, like you've got your meat, your potatoes, and
right.
your corn or whatever.
Yeah.
And people eat all the potatoes and eat all the corn. So what do you guys do?
My kid does that. And why does it bother me? Like, my sister used to do that when she was younger, and she'd clean off her fork in between each thing. I mix it up. But Nate mm-hmm. does that. He eats, like, all his broccoli, then all his mashed potatoes, and then his chicken. I don't get it.
I generally do that. Unless like something's getting cold, I eat one thing at a time. Yeah.
Really? You still do? That's like a kid thing, I thought.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's go with mac and cheese. Do you eat it with a fork or a spoon?
Fork.
Fork.
Okay.
What about you? You have to answer these too.
I don't eat mac and cheese that much. I
gotta be
honest.
Tony's gonna say I eat it with a spork.
A spork. There you go.
Just to be different.
Pasta. When you make pasta, do you salt the water?
Yes,
of course. Okay.
I don't. I don't know why. Why is that supposed to happen? What do you do with that? Why is that supposed to be a thing?
It supposedly makes it taste better, right?
I thought
it made the water boil faster.
That's what I heard, but who knows? All
right. So I have a question, and I know this isn't in your survey. Do you put sugar in the boiling water for your corn on the cob?
I've never done that.
If not. You should. You're welcome.
Okay. Speaking of corn on the cob, do you like it on the cob or off the cob?
I like it on the cob.
On the cob.
Okay. Well, quarter people prefer it off. Like you scrape it off. Okay.
What are they, crazy?
Let's talk about brownies here, okay? Do you want the corner piece or it doesn't matter?
I like the corners. Why do I like the hard corners?
Too. The crunchy bits.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I like the soft middle. That
sounds See, I like good, it all. It? I like the crunchy and the soft.
Oh, don't talk food. I'm on my diet.
Oh, boy.
I'm talking all this food I cannot eat.
Nikki, do you eat sushi?
Yes, I just had some last night.
All right. Christy, I know you don't eat sushi.
No, I do not.
I love it. I love it. What's your favorite sushi, Nick? What's your favorite?
I mean, I am so Americanized sushi. I like everything. Of course, if you make it tempura, that makes it even better.
Really, and fry it, basically. I like tuna.
California roll, I'm
okay.
Easy.
All right. I like tuna, and I also like eel, because eel they actually cook, and they have a sauce on it. It tastes really good. Let's talk about onions.
Sauce.
Who like onions?
I mean, everybody likes onions, right? Except my sister. She hates onions. If anything has onions in it, she won't eat it.
She's
I don't like red onions. I mean, here's the thing. I like the taste of red onions, but I hate what they do to my breath and what they do to my stomach.
I don't like them in my salad, right? I'll give my onions to Jason if we're at, like, eating a salad. But I like them, like, sautéed in things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's definitely good.
Yeah.
All right, one more quick thing here. Let's talk about spices. You guys like spicy or non-spicy food?
Spicy.
I don't like too spicy. I like garlicky, but I don't like hot spicy.
All right. You can. There's no wrong answers here.
Oh, okay. Why are we talking about all this food? And I just told you I'm on a diet.
Yeah, that's not nice, Tony.
I'm on a diet.
Because you're on a diet.
You're rude. I knew it. I knew that's why you brought it. There's like no rhyme or reason. You're just asking us random questions about food. What's your favorite chocolate bar?
Ooh. Let's go there. What's your favorite chocolate bar?
I'm not telling you because now
I like
I'm
Milky
you.
Way. I'm going with Milky Way
Who
still.
Who eats Milky Ways?
I love Milky Way.
You know, nobody loves Milky Way.
Nobody says Milky Way is
They're
their
awesome.
Favorite. Are you serious?
And I know what else I like. Take Five, which is kind of new.
Oh, God. He's grandpa. Like 10 years. He's turned into grandpa.
Like, what's the other one?
Grand,
oh, you know what I really like too? Butterfingers and Baby Ruth.
Oh, yeah, Baby Ruth.
Have you guys tried the Big Cats? They're the big Kit Kats. Not the king-size Kit Kats. They're called Big Cats.
Ooh, no, that sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, it's super yummy. You're welcome. Right. See, you don't even... That's what you say, like just a regular Butterfinger? No. There's so many more options out there.
Oh, there are
for
so
you.
Many options. I know. Believe me, I would love to try them all. I love candy.
You know the best thing, though, as far as ice cream goes? Those Snickers frozen ice cream bars. Have you ever had one?
Yes.
They're so good.
They are so
that
good.
And the Oreo things. Okay, see what you did, Tony? See what you did?
Klondike bars.
Yeah, you're
especially
right,
the peanut butter Klondike bars.
Stop. You're rude now. When I do it, it's fine because I'm on the diet. But when you do it, it's mean.
I'm going to have one right now. Ooh, this is so good. I wish you could have some. But you can't because you're on a diet. Oh, this is so good.
That's what my bonus boys do. When our competition just wrapped up at work, my weight loss competition. And I am a proud coach because I had some people lose some real weight. And
Oh, you have coaches now? You're a coach?
Oh, yeah. I'm Coach Rudd.
So you weren't on the diet.
I am. Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was in the competition.
And you were also a coach. Yeah.
Yeah, I reorganize it. I lost about 15 pounds.
Holy cow. And that is that why you plan the beach vacays after the weight loss program?
Every year I got a beach vacation.
When I get all this weight off, we're going on a beach vacation.
Let's do it.
I'm so in.
For real.
All right.
All right. I guess that's
the after show.